Please, let's start with prayer.
首先让我们听佛法。
Father, come before you.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前。
And we want to offer you a simple prayer, no fancy words.
我们只是以我们简单的话语来向你献上我们的祷告。
So I just put this message in your hands.
我将我今天要讲的信息交托在你的手中。
I ask that you give me the words you want me to say.
请求你把你的话语交给我。
And I ask that you give everyone in this room the ears they're supposed to hear with.
主啊，也求你赐给这个在座的每一位，让他们能够有这样的耳朵来听见你的话语。
So that this message may glorify you first.
就今天的信息能荣耀你。
Strengthen your kingdom.
能够扩展你的国度。
And strengthen the families of this church.
也是坚固每一个家庭。
Amen. Okay. The first thing I want to start with is a verse from Acts 17:11.
首先我想请大家看一下这个使徒行传十。
And Acts 17:11 says, the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, because they eagerly studied the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true.
这个经文说到这，大家可以看这个题目，这一方的人咸于铁大罗尼家的人甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
Paul was our greatest theologian.
保罗是一个伟大的神学家。
And if there's one person after Jesus that we shouldn't have to question, it'd be Paul.
如果在基督以后有一个我们不应该有任何质疑的，就是使徒保罗。
And yet the Bereans did just that.
这个比利至今宗旨的这些人是就是那个比利家人，那他们就没有质疑保罗。
They said, Paul, we like you, and you definitely know your stuff.
他们说保罗，我们非常喜欢你，也喜欢你讲的道。
But we're going to go back and check and make sure what you're saying is correct with scriptures.
但是呢，同时呢，我们要回去，我们要查考圣经，要知道你讲的是与不是。
So I want this verse applied today for this situation.
所以今天我也想用这一节圣经来鼓励大家。
So you may say, Shannon, we like you. You're cool.
你们可以说 Shannon, 我非常喜欢你讲的道。
But we're going to compare everything you say today back to the scriptures.
但是我们要当你所讲的和圣经对照。
So if at any point today I move off into my opinions.
那如果在讲到当中的时候，如果我就是想表达的是我自己的想法观点。
Don't listen to me.
那你就不要听我的。
But as long as I'm sticking with scripture.
但只要我是守着圣经。
Whether you like what it says or not.
那不管你喜不喜欢。
Listen to it.
你必须听并且顺从。
Okay, the other note that I wanted to make before we get started is when I do a study, it's very, very intense in the research.
我还想说明一件事呢，当我在查考圣经的时候呢，我会做一个非常深入的这样一个查考。
So my notes are at least 6 pages long.
一般我的这个笔记会长于六页。
So today I'm just going to try to keep up the summary, just simplify.
那今天讲到呢，我会尽量简洁。
And then next week when you guys are meeting in your small groups, you can discuss all the details.
那下星期呢，大家在星期五的查经的时候呢，你们可以讨论具体的细节。
And also know that since we're having to do the translation, it's going to take a little bit longer.
那同时也是因为我要做这个翻译，那我这个今天的讲道会比较长一点。
So I promise to have you out of here by 3 p.m. at the latest.
那我今天争取3点以前让你们出去。
Okay, let's look at the scripture.
我们一起来看经文。
There's two verses that there was many passages that I studied, but two verses that I picked today.
我查考了很多的经文，但是今天呢，我们来看两段。
The first one is Ephesians 6:1-4.
那第一段呢是以弗所书6:1-4.
So let me read this one. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise.That it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
The second passage is very similar. It comes from Colossians 3:20-21. And it says, Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
那还有一段经文呢，有一个类似的信息，是在哥罗西书三章20-21节。你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
When I'm teaching the kids on Sunday mornings and Friday nights, we do something called LMAP, L-M-A-P.
那我在教青少年的这个主日学和他们星期五的查经的时候呢，我是用一个查经方法叫LMAP.
The L is the literal. What does the passage say? What's the background? What's the context here?
这个 L 呢是代表这个就是字面的意思，就是它的背景是什么，这个经文的这个字面的意思是什么。
M is the message, which is what's the lesson that God's trying to teach us in this passage.
M 呢就代表这段经文所想表达的信息，或者说神要给我们这样的教训。
A is the application, which is how can we take this message, this lesson, and apply it to the details of our life.
A 就是代表应用，就是我们怎么把神的话语应用到我们每天具体的生活当中。
And then P is there any prophetic sense to this passage? Does this passage predict anything coming in the future? Some do, some don't.
那 P 呢它是代表这个就是预言。那我看这个经文当中是不是对将来有一个预知。
We can't go all through about all of that today.
那我没有办法一一的就是来查。
So let me summarize.
让我给大家总结一下。
There's two themes that I saw. I did a whole study of Ephesians and Colossians.
那我查考了这个以弗所书和哥罗西书。
And there's two themes that I saw.
那有两条主线我看到。
The first theme is that everything centers on Christ.
那第一条主线呢是以基督为中心。
And so what that means is King Jesus created all the world.
那他所表达就是因为主耶稣基督创造了这个世界。
And so he set all the rules.
那他是这个世界的这个王，他统治这个世界。
And since he's greater than us.
那他既然他高于我们
，We have to obey him.
那我们必须服从。
Now the rules can be very, very difficult and hard at times.
很多时候他的戒令很难。
So the good news is not only does he set the rules, he gives us the power, the strength, the wisdom to obey the rules.
对我们来说，好消息是他不仅是他规定了这些戒命，同时呢，他给我们这样一个力量，给我们的这个能力去活出他的戒命。
And what that means is we have no excuse not to obey him.
那这就意味着说，我们没有任何借口去顺服他。
We can't say, God, I don't understand the rules.
我们没办法说啊，神，我不明白你的意思。
Because they're clearly laid out here.
因为神在圣经中写的非常清楚。
And we can't say, God, I'm not able to obey the rules.
我们也没有办法说啊，主，没有办法来遵循这些律法。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
因为神已经把圣灵放在我们里面。
So keep in mind that you're expected to obey all the rules.
所以请大家记住，你必须来顺服神的这些诫命。
The second theme that I saw was the theme of hierarchy.
那另一条主线呢，就是是一个位分。
God loves hierarchy.
神对位分非常的看重。
So we have God and us.
那我们有神，有我们。
Father and children.
父亲和儿女。
Master and servants.
那主人和仆人。
And on it goes.So not only in the spiritual sense is there hierarchy, God loves us so much he put it in a worldly literal sense as well.
那除了在这个属灵的世界有这样一个区别呢，在这个世界上的时候，神也是给我们设立了各种位分。
So he gave us parents and children.
那我们有父母和儿女。
Bosses and employees.
老板和雇员。
And so on and so forth. So what we want to know, the reason why he set this hierarchy up is because it makes everything run smoothly that way.
那神为什么要这样来设立这个世界的这个职分位分呢？那是因为他这样的话，这个我们才可以有这样一个秩序。
And not only did he establish this hierarchy, he gave specific instructions for the leaders and for the followers.
那他同时呢，也给这个带领的人或者说掌权的人和跟从的人，给我们具体的这个职责。
Now in both these passages, we see him start with the followers first. So we're going to start with the kids first.
在这两段经文当中呢，我们看到他实际上都是从这个所顺从者、服从者这个开始，所以我们就先看做儿女的这个职分。
You guys have two rules you have to follow.
就是孩子们，你们有两条诫命要守。
Obey your parents.
顺从你的父母。
And honor your parents.
尊敬你的父母。
Now obey is fairly easy. What that means is you do what they say.
那服从呢很简单，就是他们说什么你做什么。
The honor is that more subtle, difficult one.
这个尊重你的父母呢，只有一点难。
So if your parents tell you to do something and you say, fine, fine, I'll do it.
那如果你爸爸妈妈跟你说要做什么事儿，说OK，OK，我就做。
And you roll your eyes or you have that tone in your voice.
那你的这个声音啊，或者说你的样子是明显是非常心不在焉的。
Or you go off and you complain to your friends about them.
或者呢，你在你的朋友面前跟抱怨你的父母。
You're not honoring.
那你就没有尊重你的父母。
And something that jumped out as I did this study, there's a little analogy that I want to give.
那我这里有一个比方。
Imagine if you walked into a grocery store and you're the 10,000th customer.
那如果比如说你去一个grocery store, 你去买菜，然后有一万多个客人。
And so you win a prize, and the prize is for the rest of your life, you don't have to pay anything in the grocery store.
那你中了一个大奖，这个大奖呢，就是说你以后每次去这个菜场都可以免费。
And now we as adults know that's a huge thing.
那对于我们成人来说，这是一个非常大的奖赏。
But they give you two exceptions or two qualifications.
但是有两个条件。
The first qualification is you can only get $100 worth of stuff each time you go.
那第一个条件呢，是你每次呢，就是说每次限额是100美元。
You can go in as many times as you want, but each time can only be $100 of the stuff.
你可以去很多次，但是每次不能超过100美元。
And the second rule is no bananas. No fruit. No fruit.
OK，那第二个条件呢，就是没有那个水果。
You can get anything else in the store you want, but no bananas. You can't buy them, you can't take them, nothing.
那个你可以买任何东西，但是就不能买香蕉。OK。
So for the first year, probably, you know, you're pretty stoked, pretty excited. You can go in and get all this awesome stuff.
OK，那你第一年呢，你会很兴奋、很高兴，然后你就挑了很多东西。
But after a year or so, the excitement kind of wears off.
但是一年以后呢，你渐渐的兴趣开始减弱。
And you start focusing on those two rules.
你开始看这个两个条件。
What's up with the $100 thing? That's just stupid.
为什么我每次只能买100美元以下的东西呢？
If I can go in as many times as I want, why don't they just let me get what I want each time?
为什么我要去那么多次呢？ 既然能去那么多次，还不如就让我一次全，就是能买更多的。
And bananas, really?
香蕉。
Who are you to say whether I can have fruit or not, or bananas or not?
为什么你凭什么说我就不能拿香蕉呢？
So it's human nature to just assume all that good stuff we deserve. We deserve it because we're the 10,000 customers.
那其实呢，这是我们人类的这样一个天性，就是说是认为我们是应得的，一切都是我们应得的。
So I'm going to complain about these two rules.
然后我就会跟别人去抱怨，会抱怨这两个条件。
The Greek word for honor in the text means to give value to.
这个尊重在希腊文当中的意思呢是敬，就是看重敬仰。
So when you are supposed to honor your parents, it means you're supposed to give value to them or show how much they mean to you.
那如果说到尊重父母呢，就是要让父母知道说他们对你有多重要。
And every time you start thinking about that 10 o'clock curfew they give you,
你每次晚上到晚上他们对你的这个，就是让你10点回家的这些个条件。
Or you can't hang out with Billy because he's weird.
或者他们说你不能跟某一个男孩交往，因为他这个人很奇怪。
I want you to remind yourself of all the good things that you have.
那我要你呢，想一想你这个从父母这里得到多少的好处。
Your parents chose to come to the richest, most free country in the world.
你父母来到这个世界上最富强的这个国家。
So you have a house, a roof over your head.
OK, 所以你有这个居所。
I'm pretty sure all of you have at least two pairs of clothes.
我想你们至少有两套衣服吧。
And we can go on and on. Remember the rest of the world, the kids don't have any shoes. Some of them are naked because they have no clothes.
想一想，在这个世界上，有其他的地方，有些孩子都没有鞋穿，他们甚至都没有衣服穿。
Or they have one outfit they wear every day.
或者他们就一套衣服，每天都穿这一套。
They get one meal a day.
每天只有一顿饭。
And they don't have any parents.
他们甚至都没有父母来照顾。
Remember that. Don't take that for granted.
所以对你所有的这些，不要当理所当然。
And I don't want to get mad, I don't want to get mean, but we don't want to take those things for granted. Everything your parents do for you is awesome.
那你父母给你的每一样东西呢，都是非常伟大的。
So when you find yourself wanting to complain about those rules, catch yourself.
当你向人抱怨你的父母对你的管教，对你的这个要求的时候，你要好好，你要注意了。
Remember that when you obey and honor your parents, it's a win-win-win situation.
那当你这个顺服，当你尊重你的父母呢，是一个双赢的这个。
The scriptures say God is pleased by this.
那首先呢，上帝得到了，上帝喜悦你这样做。
And obviously, this makes everything easier for your parents.
那你的父母呢，当然也会觉得很开心。
And in the long run, this is good for you too.
那从长远来说，对你也是很好的。
In the moment, it may not feel like it, but in the end, you'll understand this.
可能你当时不会觉得，但是但就长远来看，你会明白。
My parents were pretty strict when I was growing up, and I was mad sometimes. Looking back, I'm glad they weren't.
我小时候我父母对我非常严格，那时候我很生气。但是现在我长大了，回头看的时候呢，我对他们非常感恩。
So the only person that loses out when you obey and honor is Satan.
那唯一的，当你就是顺服你的父母，尊重你的父母，那唯一的一个受挫者、失败者就是撒旦。
And personally, I like it when he's mad.
那我很高兴他这个他撒旦会生气。
So when you are getting frustrated or angry at your parents, take it off of them, take it off of your friends, and put it on Satan.
当你对父母有这样一个怨气的时候呢，你应该把这个怨气转向魔鬼撒旦。
Say, you know what? I'm going to obey my parents because my King Jesus tells me to, and you need to deal with it.
那你要做的是呢？你要说，你要宣告说，我要听从主的话语，我要顺服我的父母。
And there's one, so that's the main thing, obey and honor. There's one exception to this rule.
当然这条诫命也有一个这个例外。
And so parents, I want you to listen.
那我也希望那个父母要竖起耳朵听一下。
There's one exception where if your parents tell you to do something, you don't have to, you can say no. And that exception is if they tell you to do anything that is evil or unbiblical.
那这个例外呢，就是说如果父母对儿童孩子让他做这个恶事，或者说和圣经相违背的事情，那么孩子不需要遵守。
So let's get specific. If your parents build a gold statue in the living room and they say, we want you to bow down and worship to this on Thursday, you say no.
那如果你的父母到在家里放了一个偶像，然后要让你来这个敬拜这个偶像的时候，那你当然应该说不。
If they tell you, listen, go murder that annoying neighbor of ours, you say no.
我跟你说，这邻居真讨厌，去宰了他。那你也不该说不。
If they tell you to lie and cheat your way through school, you say no.
如果他们让你在学校撒谎作弊，那你应该说不。
We can see these examples in Daniel 3 and Daniel 6.
这个在但以理书三章和六章里面都有这个详细的解释。
If the rule though doesn't directly contradict Scripture.
那如果父母对你的嘱咐和圣经没有直接相违背。
You have to obey.
那你就必须遵行。
Doesn't matter how unfair or mean it sounds.
那不管这个是听上去是多么的不公平，你都需要。
So if they set a rule for the house, for example, and they say in this household there will be no tattoos, there will be no piercings, you have to obey.
那如果你父母说在这个家里面我们不许有人做这个纹身那你就必须服从。
Because that rule doesn't contradict it.
因为他父母的这个教导是和圣经没有违背。
Now, I don't want to spend time with you guys because you've heard this message before and trust me, you're going to hear it again.
那我也不想在这里在这个孩子的这个话题上多说，因为你们已经听我说过，而且以后你们还要听我说。
And so now I want to focus on it.
那我现在注意力呢就转移到父母身上。
I'm going to use an analogy, so I need Aaron to come up here.
那我还是要打一个比方，我需要 Aaron 上来。
While Aaron's come up, I want to give a quote. I think the quote's in your notes. It's from somebody named Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. The quote is, if you want to build a boat, don't go out and collect a bunch of people and assign them tasks.Rather, teach them to long for or desire the endless immensity of the sea.
那有一个人曾经说过呢，就是说你如果要造一艘船呢，你不要找一群人来告诉他们应该做这个应该做那个，而是要让他们有这样一个对大海的向往和憧憬，让他们就会自己去造那艘船。
And so what that quote tells me is rather than focusing on the details of the boat building, you may do that and they may build it.
那这个这句话想告诉我们，就是说你不要把你的注意力集中在这个具体的这个细节是怎么造船的这个细节上面。那你这样，如果即使你这个把你的注意力集中在上面，你可能是可以做成。
They may build it, but the heart won't be in it.
但是他们的心不会在这个工程，不会在这个项目上。
Where if you get them passionate about the ocean.
但是如果你让他们激起这些人对大海的这种向往，
They're going to want to build what they're building.
那么他们自己也会想去造一艘船。
So in that analogy, the boat is the church, it's Christian living.
那在这个比喻当中呢，其实这个船指的就是我们的教会，或者说是我们基督徒的这样一个生命。
So rather than bringing your kids in and just telling them all the rules of life.
那与其说把你的孩子叫过来跟他们说你要做这个不要做那个，
You want to get them passionate about Jesus and the Bible.
你要使他们，你要激发他们对主耶稣的爱和对圣经的这个爱。
And if they're curious about who Jesus is and what the Bible says.
那如果他们非常好奇，非常向往，就是耶稣说在圣经中说什么。
Their heart's going to be in it.
那他们的心也就会进去了。
So from these two passages, we see three rules for you parents.
那对父母来说呢，从这段我们就看到有三条这个。
So in the analogy, we're going to say that there's a bridge of Christianity, okay? And so this bridge finishes at Christ.
Okay, 就是那我们就是说对父母来说呢，前面有一座桥，这个桥的另一端呢就是耶稣基督。
And Jesus has set up rules or parameters for us, which is the edge of the bridge.
就是这个桥的这个扶手哈，就好比是这个基督给我们这些诫命。
And if we go outside those parameters, we fall in the valley of sin.
那如果我们就是超越了这个这个界限的时候呢，那我们就犯罪堕落。
So we can let the walk, we can let the walk focus on one of two things. Our walk can focus on fear.
那我们在行走基督徒的这个生命当中呢，我们可以就是说把我们注意放在这个就是谨小慎微的这个样子。
So we're looking at the edge of it.
那我们总是看啊，这个旁边的这个
这个界面。Or we can have our walk focused on passion and joy and excitement.
那或者呢，我们还有一个选择，就是我们来爱主，让我们为主有这样的一个热情，这样一个热心。
And focused on King Jesus.
我们把我们的眼光就放在桥的那一端，耶稣基督的身上。
So, rule number one that we learn from these two passages, you have to bring them up.
那首先呢，你要来这个叫养育儿童孩子。
And that means you.
那是你父母亲。
So you can't just stand here and say, "Okay, Aaron, I want you to go watch that wall and go over there."
你必须身体力行，而不是只是对你的孩子说，哎，你要这样走，不要走到那里。
You have to bring them with you.
你必须带着他一块走。
The role of spiritual direction is not my job.
那但就是具体这个属灵里面，就是他这个方向，那不是父母的这个责任。
And it's not the school's job.
也不是学校的责任。
It's easy to pass your kids on to the school and to your pastors.
有时候我们很容易想说，就把孩子交给学校就好了，就交给这个牧师就好了。
But that is you standing back here assigning that role to somebody else.
那这样做呢，其实你是就是说自己站在后面，把你的孩子推在前面，让别人来找。
The Lord says you bring them up.
神说你需要与他们同行一起走。
My job as a youth pastor is to support you in that role.
那我作为这个青少年的这个牧师呢，我是对是来帮助你，来辅助你，来教养你的孩子。
I'm your servant. I'm going to help you.
那我是那我是你的这个我是来帮助你们。
Okay, rule number two has two parts to it.
那第二条呢有两部分。
It says bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
刚才说呢，就是用神的话语来教养，来的训练你的孩子。
And what that means is you're bringing them up in the walk, you're bringing them up in the word and all the parameters and what all the good stuff it says and in Jesus.
那你就是在这条路上，让他们看到就是耶稣的诫命是什么，并且让我们看到那个桥的那一端，我们的目标是主耶稣。
So to bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord requires two things.
那以神的话语来教训你的孩子呢，有需要你做到两点。
One, you need to know the word.
首先你自己需要明白神的话语。
You need to know what the Bible says.
你必须清楚地知道圣经说一些什么。
So you need reading it every day.
那你自己就需要每天读圣经。
Pastor and myself and your small group leaders will teach you a couple hours a week.
那我们在圣经里面，我们在教会里面就是带领查经的人呢，他只能一星期最多教你一两个小时。
So you need to, the rest of the time is your responsibility to learn what the word says.
那剩下的时间呢是你的这个一个责任来学习神的话语。
Now the second part of this rule, so not only do you need to know what it says, you need to do it.
那第二部分呢，不单单是说你知道神的话语，还去行出神的话语。
Knowledge without application is useless.
那只有知识没有这个应用的话，它对我们没有任何的功效。那我以神的话语来教养Aaron 的话呢，我会自己先读神的话语。
So I'm telling Aaron what it says, but I also have to show him how you live that.
我会告诉 Aaron, 神要告诉我们应该怎么做，但是同时呢，我也会给他做这样一个示范，就是说怎么活出行出神的话。
So I can't just tell him to walk, I have to show him how to walk.
那我不能仅仅告诉他去吧，那我必须给让他就是带领他一起走。
For those of you who are new believers or aren't familiar exactly with what the Bible teaches,
那我们当中如果有一些刚刚信主的或者不太明白圣经所教导的人呢
I can sum the Bible up in three sentences.
那我可以用三句话来总结这本圣经
Love God.
爱神
Love others.
爱人
Love yourself.
爱你自己
That's Mark 12.
那是在马太福音十二章，大家可以去看。
So now you know, and now you know, the doctrine of the Lord says love God, love others, love yourself.
所以我们大家都知道这个圣经的这个总义就是爱人啊爱神爱人。
The rest of our lives we'll spend figuring out all the details of that and how to do it.
那我们的这个生命的剩下的时间呢，就是来看这个具体我们怎么来做到这三条。
So the first rule is who's involved, and that's you guys with the pastor support.
那首先呢，那我再总结一下，就是第一条呢，就是父母你要亲力亲为，那牧师呢只是你的辅助和帮助。
The second rule is the what, which is train them in what the word says and how to use it.
那你父母的责任呢，就是说来教导孩子来学习神的话语。
So for example, when you tell your kids to go read the Bible for 10 minutes a night or memorize a verse.
那打比方，如果你叫你的孩子去读圣经读十分钟，然后把它背下来。
That's the first half. Second half is then show them how to live that.
那只是第一部分，第二部分更重要的是说要示范给你的孩子看，怎么把神的话语活出来。
So that leads to the third and final rule.
那第三条。
Which is the how.
那就是如何行出神的话语。
And what the scriptures say is, don't exasperate, don't embitter, don't discourage.
那圣经中他告诉对父母的诫命说，你们不要惹儿女的气。
The Greek word exasperate means to provoke to anger.
那这个惹儿女的气在希腊文中呢，就是生气。
Don't exasperate, instead excite them.
不要使孩子们生气，相反是要使他们就是能够有这样一个。热情。
And don't discourage them, instead encourage them.
不要打击他们，而是要鼓励他们。
So in this analogy, our feet follow our eyes.
那就是在有这个比方当中，就是我们的脚是随着我们的眼。
So we tend to walk where we're looking.
那么我们脚走到哪里呢？一般都是我们看到哪里的。
I can walk this way while looking that way.
那我们可以看着你然后走另一个方向。
But it's difficult, I'm probably not sure.
但是呢我可能这样做不长久，也许我会绊倒。
So we want to make sure that our feet and our eyes line up.
那叫说我们的眼和我们的这个腿都是一致的。
So in this analogy, if I'm bringing Aaron up in the walk, I'm like, okay, don't walk there, don't walk there, don't walk there, don't walk there. Don't walk there, don't walk there, don't walk there. Where is he looking the entire time?
那在这个礼拜当中，如果我拉着 Aaron 告诉他，哎，你看这里不要过去，那里不要过去，那在这个过程当中 ，Aaron 看的是什么地方呢
？Here。
那就是这些界限。
Where should he look?
他不应该看着这些。
Here, Jesus.
他应该注目看着耶稣。
So don't discourage them by telling them where not to go.
所以不要常常告诉他们哪儿不要去，什么事不要做。
Encourage them by telling them where to go.
而是要告诉他们应该做什么，应该去哪里。
So let's come back here. So in real life,
在我们的生活当中
if I'm telling you don't drink, don't drink, don't drink, don't drink.
那我要是反复地告诉你不要喝酒。
What are you thinking about?
Drink it.
Where if I'm telling him, did you know that Jesus created the entire world? And Jesus loves you so much that he died for you. And Jesus wants to hug you in heaven. He wants to spend an eternity with you in the streets of gold.
那如果我告诉他然后我告诉他耶稣创造的是这个世界，耶稣爱你并且为你死，他是这样的爱你。
He's thinking about Jesus in heaven.
那他所想所注目的就是耶稣基督，我们天上的主。
And if I'm telling him about the Bible and the history of it and how it got written and how man could not have written the Bible.
那我如果我跟他解释说这个圣经是怎么样怎么成书的那个，那是圣灵的这样一个工作，而不是人的工作。
Then he's curious about the Bible and thinking about the Bible.
那他就会觉得非常对圣经非常的好奇，并且有这样一个愿望来学习圣经。
At the retreat back in May, I had a chance to meet with a kid who was a neighbor, JD's actually, and he had never heard the Bible or any stories.
在我们五月份的退休会的时候呢，我碰到建学的一个邻居，一个小孩，他从来没有念过圣经。
He didn't even know how many gods there were.
他甚至不知道圣经里面说有多少神。
That's a question he asked me.So I had the chance to tell him about David and Goliath.
那我在跟他分享了圣经的时候呢，我就跟他讲了大卫和哥利亚的故事。
We were standing by the fire, and I was able to act the whole thing out.
我们在篝火边，然后我就跟他示范这个大卫扔那个石头的这个。
And his eyes were just huge hearing the story.
然后这个孩子就是非常炯炯有神的看着我。
So the church bought him a Bible.
所以教会就给了送了他一本圣经。
And I keep in touch with him.
那我现在还跟他保持联系。
And he's finished Genesis Exodus already.
他已经读完了这个《创世纪》和《出埃及记》。
So he's spending his free time reading these awesome stories in the Bible.
所以他就自己花自己的时间来读神的话语。
So that's what this third rule, the how. I know it's human nature to want to focus down here.
那这个我们的人的天性是关注这些诫命本身。
Because we're scared.
因为我非常害怕说我们违反神的话语的诫命。
And we're scared for our kids.
我们也很担心我们的孩子会这样。
We don't want them to fall off.
我们不想他们犯罪。
And so it is important to recognize the limits and the rules.
那对这个诫命或者本身让孩子知道是很重要的。
You lay the groundwork of the Bible. You show the warnings of the Bible.
你把圣经的对我们的教训要让孩子们知道。
But then take your focus off of fear.
但是呢，不要让你的这个注意力集中在这个恐惧上面。
And put it on the hope that we have.
而是要放在我们的希望上面，主耶稣。
And trust that God will take care of the rest.
信靠说，我们一旦这样做，神会来负担，神会来担负我们这个生就是活出基督的这样的生活。
Our kids are smarter than we give them credit for. Our kids are smarter than we give them credit for. They're smarter than me.
对，就是我们的孩子比我们想象的要聪明。
And God is way more powerful than we even realize.
神也比我们所想象的要更伟大、更大的。
So if you have intelligent, good kids,
如果你有一个聪明的孩子
，which you do,
你是有。
And you have an awesome, powerful, loving God.
你有个大能的一个爱我们的神。
Which you do.
你神也是这样。
Trust that they'll be together.
那你要信靠说他们一定会就是相遇，你的孩子和神。
Does it make sense what I'm saying?
那我说的大家明白吗
？Easier still. Fail. speaking truly or really, this is way easier said than done.
那说实话呢，这个说起来比较容易，做起来真的是很难。
So one of the things that you guys should be discussing in your small groups next week is how do you do this? How do you take the focus off the fear and the rules and you turn your focus on the hope and the goodness of God?
那下周我们小组查经的时候呢，我希望大家能够来具体的谈一谈，究竟怎样说把你的眼光从这些个建立本身转移到耶稣基督上面。
And I'll leave it up to you guys.
那会让你们自己来讨论。
I want to support you, encourage you, but obviously the details of that is going to change from time to time.
那每个家庭的情形不一样，那我当然会鼓励你们，帮助你们，但是希望你们能有自己的分享。
The other note that I want to say, this is back to you guys and to the parents.
那我还有一点呢，对父母说的是。
And this is probably the part that none of you are going to like.
这部分可能你们没人会喜欢。
Is that these rules are unconditional.
这些禁令是不带任何条件。
And what I mean by that is, and you can see several passages in the scriptures teach this, it says, you're supposed to love not only your friends, but also love your enemies, right?
那我们在经文当中看到说，你不单单是要爱你的朋友，还是要爱你的敌人。
It says even pagans love their friends. The true Christian is the one who takes the power of the Spirit to love their enemies.
对，那主说就是即使是这个外邦人，他们也知道爱自己的朋友。那一个真正的基督徒呢，就是你不但是爱自己的朋友，更要爱你的敌人。
So what happens in our real life, you know, we have these list of instructions from the Lord, and we're pretty good at obeying them as long as everything's going smoothly.
那这个常常发生在我们身上呢，就是说我们有神的这些个诫命，这些个期望，那我们一切都顺利的时候呢，好像还都是能够行的。
But when things start going rough.
但是在一些非常困难的时候呢
，We say, okay, rules. We're going to put you over here for a little bit. We're going to do it in your own way.
那我们就把神的话语放到一边，说，哎，我们用自己的方法来做。
And the scriptures teach no.
那圣经说不能这样。
That's exactly when you need to cling to those rules.
那个时候，在困难的时候，才是你真正更需要抓住这些神的话语的时候。
And you're going to have to lean on the Holy Spirit to do that.
而且在这种时候，你必须完全的依靠圣灵来做这些事。
So, kids,
所以孩子们,
if your parents are focused here, not here, if they're discouraging you, not encouraging you,
那如果你们父母呢，没有对你们这个有太多的鼓励，常常就是告诉你们该做什么，不该做什么,
it doesn't matter.
那也不无所谓，那也不管。
Your job is to obey and honor.
你始终是需要顺服，尊重你的父母。
Always.
永远。
The it says in the Colossians, in everything, the Greek word is pos, and it means.
就是在哥罗西书中说是说要凡事听从父母。
So you can't use the excuse, well, my parents aren't sticking to their end, I don't have to stick to my end.
所以你不能说我的父母没有做到，所以我也不需要做到。
Obey and honor.
顺服和尊敬。
And you're going to please your Lord who died for you.
你这样是神喜悦。
And encourage one another, in that process. It's easier to do this as a group than as individuals.
那孩子们，你们自己互相之间要互相鼓励。
And so for you parents, if your kids are disobeying and dishonoring you,
那父母们，如果你的孩子就是不顺服你，也不尊重你
，that doesn't give you the excuse to exasperate or discourage them.
那你也没有这样一个借口，说我就可以来惹他们的气。
Your job still.Is the always, no matter how disobedient or disrespectful they are. And guys, don't be disobedient or disrespectful.
那你的责任呢是不管你的孩子有多么的不顺服，那当然孩子们不能这样做，父母也需要。
Your focus always needs to be here.
你的注意力始终要放在耶稣基督身上。
That's hard to do.
那这是一件比较困难的事。
So we have the Holy Spirit give us the strength to do so.
但是神已经给了我们圣灵来帮助我们。
You guys can see in that analogy, if the kid's got his, you know, think about it again, if we're both focused here, our heads are down. I mean, Jesus says we have abundant life, so our heads should be up.
那就在刚才那个比方当中，如果还是这样，如果我们只是看着这个该做什么不该做什么的时候呢，我们头始终是低着。但是耶稣告诉我们说，他要赐给我们一个丰盛的生命。这个丰盛的生命中，我们应该是抬头仰望主的生命。
The scriptures say again, it's you bringing them up, you setting the example.And so if their heads stay down, they're discouraging or they're disobeying and dishonoring, that doesn't mean your heads can go down too. You always have to set the example to the kids. This is what we're supposed to be looking at.
那你们是孩子的榜样，那即使孩子就说他不顺服不听话，或者说他就是关注只是看到这些个戒律本身，那么我们要做的是给他们设立这样一个榜样，来抬头仰望耶稣。
We are the adults. It's our responsibility to show them when the going gets tough, we still stick to the rules. We still focus on Jesus.
作为父母呢，我们的这个责任是说，当这个碰到困难的时候呢，我们要依旧来仰望。
So they can have a powerful little bit of life.
所以他们才可以得到一个有这样有一个得到一个有力量的生命。
And like I said with them, this is easier to do in a group. So encourage one another. If your kids are being tough, lean on one another.
那我这样同样也以这个来鼓励大家。那我希望父母之间呢能够有能互相交流、互相帮助。
Never forget that we have an enemy trying to cause division within the church and within the families.
同时也不要忘记这个我们的敌人魔鬼撒旦，他始终他最大的工作就是在我们教会当中制造纷争和分裂。
And so, as the parents and leaders, it's your job not only to protect them from the dangers of the world.
那作为父母，你是他们领导者，你的责任不单单是说使他们免受这个世界上的这个危险。
But also protect them from the dangers of Satan and his desire for debate.
也要是保护他们免受这个撒旦的这个攻击和引诱。
That makes sense?
大家听明白了吗？
The last thing that I want to say, this is a side note.
那最后一点我想说的是。
Yesterday I was practicing this message, and it was at least 40 minutes long without the translating.
昨天呢，我在这个在查我这个准备的时候呢，好像至少有40分钟。
And I was so nervous that I wasn't going to keep you here too long.
那我就是比较担心说我会让大家待在过太长这个。
And we've covered everything.
那这里呢，我要讲的就基本上讲完了。
With time to spare.
然后还有很多的时间。
And I'm blown away by that. So just praise God for letting us give you some time. So let me just, I think you guys have the point. I think you understand. I think that, you know, next week you guys can discuss the details. As you want to figure everything out, come to me with questions. We can talk, and I can show you the other passages that I found. I can show you how to do this.
那我想大家也就是非常听明白了这个今天的这样一个信息。那我希望大家回去以后呢，能够也做互相这个小组查经讨论的时候，也能够有一些分享。你如果需要帮助的话呢，可以来到我这里。我还有其他的一些经节这里没有讲到的，但是可以来帮助给大家看。
And I guess we can finish up on your guys' notes that we passed out at the bottom. I put a couple phrases that we can actually read.
那我最后我给大家准备的有这个圣经上的一些。
Just like as parents, you know, you don't want to be focused on the chasm of sin and the fear. You don't want to be focused on all the bad that's going on. You want to be focused on the good in your life.
那作为父母呢，你要看到这个好的一面，要看到这个神的这个大能，并不在耶稣基督，不要有这样一个恐惧的心。
So here's some gentle reminders for you.
这边有一些提示。
Thank God for your children daily.
那每天呢，向神为你的孩子感谢神。
He chose to put those kids in your lives.
那他把这个孩子带到你的生命中。
For a good reason.
是因为有他的原因。
Pray for your children daily.
每天为你的孩子祷告。
Provide for your children daily.
每天供应你的孩子。
Teach your children something daily.
每天能够教导你的孩子有一些。
Don't forget they're watching you.
不要忘了。
They're watching you.
别忘了他们也在看你。
So always be setting a good example, not bad.
所以常常要设立好的榜样，而不是坏的榜样。
So set that good example for children daily.
每天为孩子树立榜样。
Correct your children as needed.
纠正你的孩子，如果需要的话。
The Bible says, "Spare the rod, spoil the child."
那圣经说，如果放下出孝子。
Love your children hourly.
每时每刻都爱你的孩子。
And I encourage everyone to read 1 Corinthians 13.
那我鼓励大家都去念一下《哥林多前书》13章。
Because God explains exactly what he means by that.
因为神在那个里面，就是定义了什么是爱。
So you're patient with your children.
所以你要对你的孩子非常耐心。
You're kind with your children.
非常的善良。
You do not keep record of wrongs of your children.
你不要老是跟你的孩子计较。
You persevere with your children.
你要持之以恒的来带领你的孩子。
You hold on to hope with your children.
你对他们就要抱有希望。
Just read that chapter because it gives you all the details.
对，读一下《格林多前书》十三章。
And the last thing is encourage your children always.
最后一点是常常永远鼓励你的孩子。
Look for ways again. Focus on the positive, not the negative. Encourage, not discourage.
鼓励他们，而不是打击他们。关注这个积极的事情，而不是消极的一面。
So the last thing I'm going to pray over everybody, and then my first step.
最后我为大家一起做一个祷告。
Well, I just want to, first and foremost, just thank you for being such an awesome God. I want to thank you for a very cool universe that you've created. And I want to thank you for creating each of us. And I want to thank you for creating this heaven that one day we'll get to see. And I want to thank you for dying for us so that we can see this heaven. I want to thank you for all these eternal things. I want to thank you for the peace and joy and patience and grace and mercy and compassion, all these internal things that you give us. And I want to thank you for all the external things as well. I want to thank you for the moves that you've orchestrated and the jobs that you've given us. I want to thank you for putting me in the family that you put me in. I want to thank you for arranging each of these families here together. I want to thank you for giving us guidance and wisdom in your scriptures. I want to thank you for allowing messiness to happen and bad things to happen so that we can grow during that time, that we can cling to you and that we can grow closer to one another. And so, Father, I just, besides all these thank you, I just want to ask that your word becomes reality in our lives. I want to ask that the children here always, without ceasing, obey and show honor to their parents. For we know this pleases you. This is the right, fair thing to do. I want to ask that these parents never discourage their children and never embitter them and never dishearten them, but rather that these parents excite them and encourage them and show them just the amazing goodness that you are. Father, we are sinful, fallen, terrible creatures at times, and there's no way that we can do this. But we know with your power that we can. And we know that we can boldly ask you anything because your son died for us. And so we do boldly ask you, and we ask you this in his name for his glory. We ask that you make this a reality, that you stir up the passions in these adults to set a positive, awesome example for their kids, and that you stir up in these kids a desire to want to cling to their parents and honor them and obey them. I ask, Lord, that you put this desire in each of our hearts, and that you give us the wisdom through the scriptures or through pastor on what that means and what that looks like, and then you give us the strength to follow through with that so that we obey it. And Father, I ask all these things not only so that there is no division in the families and there is no division in the church, not only is this for our own benefit that this happens, but it's for your benefit, for your glory, your pleas. It's also for the benefit of those around us. Each one of us has friends at school or our neighbors or even family that aren't believers. And Father, we know that deep down they want that. They recognize that they're missing something. And whether they admit this or not, Father, we know that they're watching us. We know they're watching us at school and at home. And Father, we know that they're watching how we treat one another to see if this whole thing is real. And so Father, we know that if we are obeying and honoring and encouraging and exciting, that they're going to be drawn to that as a city on a hill and as a light in a house. This is the fruit of the tree. This is salt and light. They're going to be drawn to that so they can see your power. It's only by you that we're going to make this happen. And so they come in and they see this and they choose, they recognize that there's power in the precious name of Jesus. They can commit to remind us, Father, that us as the parents encouraging and exciting their children, and as the children are obeying and honoring their parents, one small slice that may come from this is that someone else may accept you. And that one day, 6 trillion years in the future, we'll be having a good class of tea on streets of gold, and we'll be sharing how we got to heaven. And someone may say, one of the reasons that I'm here just because I saw the power and the love that was in your family. Because you guys lived biblically, even and especially when things got hard. So Father, I ask that your will be done. I ask that you take over this church and you take over these families. You take over the teaching and the praying and the worshiping and the eating and every single aspect of our lives. So that we can bring glory to you and reflect you to the rest of the dark and fallen world. We pray all these things. In the name of your Son, our King Jesus. Amen.